Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny and very troubled planet. As usual, we are thankful for the guidance of astronomer Christopher Phillips, and we have him on the line right now. Hey, Chris, welcome back. What's in store this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. So this week's stargazers, Jupiter and Saturn, can still be seen in the east in the evening sky after 6:30 p.m. The moon is approaching its last quarter phase towards week's end, so we can expect a return of darker skies as the week goes on.
And back to the most recent Mars exploratory mission and a cliffhanger of sorts, huh? It's a little bit of trouble avoided, and give us the full rundown.
Yep, it's drama in space this week as the newly launched Mars 2020 mission and its rover Perseverance encountered an error that left the spacecraft in a safe mode state. This safe mode state was initiated as a result of a series of communications issues and temperature readings that indicated that the spacecraft was too cold. Thankfully, the outage was brief and Perseverance returned to full operations as it began its cruising phase to the Red Planet.
They must have been pretty scared there in mission control, especially since this is the one with the new little helicopter drone thing, right? So does this happen much?
Well, hiccups on launch are a regular feature of any space launch, actually. And launches put incredible stresses and strains on the equipment being lifted into orbit. There are violent vibrations, temperature and pressure fluctuations, and even problems that can occur with fuel flow and engine efficiency. Remember that launch vehicles are basically high-tech fireworks. Whether it's a Martian rover or a crew of astronauts, all they can really do is ride the fire and hold on for dear life.
That's a great description. So tell everyone what happened with the spacecraft's temperature.
Well, it appears that as it passed through the Earth's shadow, the cooling system for the rover's nuclear battery became colder than expected. This triggered the safe mode to initiate. However, had the spacecraft trajectory taken it into orbit in full sunlight, it's likely this would never have occurred. In any case, mission control isn't too worried.
And that means about 7 months from now, we should have an exciting Stargazer report of touchdown, fingers crossed, right?
Fingers crossed. Right now, Perseverance is speeding toward a February touchdown on Mars and the beginning of a historic mission.
We're going to hope it happens, and we know we'll hear about it with you, Christopher Phillips, and thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And folks can look for Stargazer at hawaiipublicradio.org.